You know, sometimes it is really hard living on the foundation of Christ. Now I'm speaking out of 1 Corinthians. Knowing you are persecuted for living such a countercultural and outdated practice is burdensome. And not knowing that you live in an outdated and countercultural practice is worrisome. I'll proceed with haste to address both of these. Peace. That's you. You're a wealth of knowledge and wisdom, but do you know how to relay that and teach that to the younger generation? How many people here under 30 have come here voluntarily? I'm glad some hands are honest, if not all of them. But obviously this is not a cool or a dope or a rad place, etc. I couldn't find the proper nuanced nomenclature for etc. I just used that one. And ouch, Brock, really, you're throwing us under the bus. You're throwing some salt at us, you know, the salt that Steve talked about a couple weeks back. So one thing I want to talk about, one of the isms that is most elusive is ageism, and that comes from both sides of the spectrum. I find it necessary to define elusive, eluding clear perception or complete mental grasp, hard to express or define. To not understand each other, to not be able to come up with relative language or experience, to so badly want to know one another and where you came from, are all things we may think about. But how do we breach that gap? How do we make sure the structural integrity remains on the foundation that was poured out for us? Now, unfortunately, as some of us adults, being adults, it is a hard and large task to keep the infrastructure from falling apart. Unfortunately, adults have to do extra things, fix things, experience things, see things, and hear things that are beyond a once-learned line of ethical code or cultural norm. The younger generations cannot go back in time. They can only go forward with us. And let me tell you, my grandparents were well on their way to glory before I started to investigate and appreciate their stories and wisdom that they had to offer. Now, a lot of you grew up in the 60s and 70s and lived through a very progressive time. I'm sure that you had to explain yourself plenty of times to those who went through the Depression into the nifty 50s. What they must have went through and the things that were communicated or not communicated and understood. In the last 100 years and all the years prior to it, and mind you, this is only in light of the U.S. experience. We have gone through many wars, women's suffrage, the civil rights movement, and the continuing LGBTQ rights. I should really say that all of these social issues are, alas, continuous. We know what we have personally went through, and how do we relate to those times and those movements? But how are they nuanced and normalized in the younger generations whose minds and hearts are forming right now? Now we might tell ourselves, they have not had to deal with such realities as we have, and then continue to preach such examples that they did not have to deal with. The younger generations may say the age-old, they just don't understand, they're so dumb, and then treat the elder as if they are a hopeless case. In this time, we are swamped in mixed messages and advertising and media and than any other, I think, any other era. I fear these next generations are going to be generations of mass confusion because the amount of information we have at our fingertips, the majority of it not solidly grounded in anything of great relevance, just floating in a mass web of confusion. When we do not know why we are living or why we are perplexed about what we stand for, we try to figure out the complexities of the running constructs throughout the entire world, we lose ourselves in understanding what really means and what we really need to live. We tend to gravitate towards immediate personal satisfaction, as if our problem is the only one in the world. I'm not claiming to have the answer to life's enigmatic questions, but I am here to offer a calm voice of simplicity and hope.
You are the hope. 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 Echo. Hope. Hope.
Communication, upfront and personal, is still the only way to go. But whatever means you have to get there, get there. So what I'm saying is it is okay to feel foolish. In fact, it is a good thing. Feeling foolish and understanding one another is a perpetual thing. To be in that vulnerable state of learning already means you are accomplishing something. Admitting foolishness or ignorance from one another's generation is a great way to point out there is a problem of interpersonal communication, and it is a great way to feel silly together and laugh about it. Laugh about all the misunderstandings we have. I mean, how often do we diplomatically exchange ideas or interests with someone living in another age bracket? How many aside from our families? Have you ever said, "I'll watch your stupid show if you read my stupid book"? Have you ever been humiliated by doing something you're terrible at? Well, at least you can support someone that's, you know, doing what they like to do. My encouragement to you is to go out and be foolish. Have an opposite day. Do something that you'd never think of doing, something that will bring you new and youthful life. And if you are younger, something new anyway, something that will maybe make you feel a little bit more mature, like doing taxes. In fact, I want to go through the congregation right now and have everyone pick something. Write it down and put it in this hat that I brought up here. You might have been wondering what the magic hat is. Now, I didn't plan ahead, and I don't know if anyone has pens. So, possibly. Is this going to work? Are there pencils and pens in the pews? So right now, I want to hear it. I want you to hear it yourself, and I want your peers to hear it, because right now you're all the same age, 2014. I won't read yours if you don't read mine. And I'll sit up here and look stupid for a little while. Oh, you want me to say that over again? So basically, I want you to write down something you want to go forward with, something that makes you feel new and fresh or more mature. Something that you wouldn't find yourself doing, you know, that kind of thing. And then I want to read them all aloud. And since Steve is gone this week, you know, I thought this would be okay that I did an interactive sermon. We talked about this in the meeting of the group for my internship committee meeting, so this is something I'm trying out. You can tell me it's stupid after, if you'd like. And then once you're done, please pass them forward to me. You know, I secretly did this because, you know, it's like receiving all these handwritten messages. You know, when you get a handwritten message instead of like an email or a text, it's just like, oh my goodness, someone loves me. All right. Oh, sorry. More. Expanding my techniques with photography. Learn a new language. Filing taxes. Reading and exploring new authors. Stay home. Travel to an exotic country. Learn to swim in the ocean. learn to golf between and have fun with it. Better, I think it said better. Reading in the morning. Experian Christian music appreciation. Another stay home. Make little yellow ducky cupcakes with my grandchildren. I have to get better at social media. I need to tweet. Being silent. Be more responsible. Start reading more books. Blank. Stop history from repeating itself over and over and over and etc. Go hiking. Learn language of technology, communication, computer, eyes, myself. Watch something funny on YouTube 10 times. Be a better listener. Facebook. More art. Deep Bible study. Being silly once a day. Putting myself out there. Start Snapchatting with my stepson. Party like a child, sing, dance, act silly like no one around. Have done it all. Speak in public. Ah! Exclamation point. All you need is love. A blank one. Ride my scooter with Emily. Zumba. Spend one day affirming. Affirm to my husband and his accomplishment. Being a first-time grandmother on my way to see baby Evelyn in Australia. Love. Amy Love. Do some wild dancing with joy. Happy thoughts. Be at peace. Learning how to dance, jumping from a plane. In tandem, in parentheses. I would like to spend more time with teenagers or college students to get a better understanding of what is important to them. Play piano. Two more. Stay positive. Learn to sight read music better. Thank you for sharing. I did say, ouch, no one said find a random youngster and communicate faith and practice, but I think some of that was said, so it's not really an ouch. It's no longer a joke, it's just something stated. So the main point of this message in 1 Corinthians is that the temple of the Spirit is limitless within you and within the collective world. Any of these slips could be church, could be found within the temple, body, building, and beyond. So ask yourself, how does Christ remain foundation while making these spaces provided an area for spiritual growth and understanding? I'm not held responsible for anything that happens, by the way, so both jokingly and seriously, that's a God thing. Amen.